You done?
Okay. I'm going to record the conversation so that we have record and that there's no misperceptions of what we're saying and what we're doing.
Okay.
Who's heading on that? Right. Let's just get my date right. It's the 22nd today, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mitchell Lota. I'm Brigadier Gerbe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the Serious Corruption Office in the Free State.
Okay.
And this is the lead investigator in the case, Captain Collins.
Collins. Okay, Collins.
But he'll be doing most of the questionings to you, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the commander or the provincial commander of the corruption environment in the Free State.
Okay.
The reason for our visit today is obviously in regards to the Ace Magashule matter, the asbestos matter.
Okay.
You were a prominent figure in the case by being the personal assistant to the then Premier of the Free State. Now, during the course of the investigations, you made statements through Mr. Nkwashu.
Mr. Nkwashu.
Mr. Nkwashu to the Zondo Commissioner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that testimony is available. We have that, and that was the reason why we approached you and said that you will be a state witness in relation to what you testified in that statement and at the Zondo Commission. There are other aspects that we need clarification on. Based on the emails that were found on your computer,
mm-hmm.
and just the general process of how it worked in the office of the Premier.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this stage, if you do at any stage, how can I say, implicate yourself in anything,
mm-hmm.
we will obviously then, but at this stage there's no reason for us to warn you in terms of any judge's rules or etc. But if you do incriminate yourself, we will stop you and we will give you the proper warning in terms of that. And then we will discuss the matter forward with you. Because there's the three options. We can either, if you do implicate yourself, I don't know if you know what a 204 witness is.
Mm-mm, you can explain further, please.
Okay, the 204 witness is, if you're involved in anything and you come forth with it, we take a statement in terms of Section 204 of the Criminal Procedure Act,
mm-hmm.
which then still allows you to be a witness for the state. Bearing in mind that you have to be forthcoming with your part in the process.
Okay.
If the court finds your testimony is truthful, they will absolve you from any wrongdoing in the case, but your testimony is important in that aspect. All right. If then if we proceed and it becomes apparent that the 204 route will not work, or you're not unwilling to go that route with us, obviously, we'll have to explore other avenues then in terms of maybe viewing you in a different light as a suspect in the matter, which is not at the current stage what we are doing.
Okay.
All right. So this interview will depend on how you approach us,
mm-hmm.
and what we get from you out of the interview.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can ask, please.
Is this interview part of being the state witness, or it's a follow-up based on...
Yeah, it's part of the... It's a follow-up on the statement you've submitted. But
the Zondo Commission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we, from our side as SAPS, as DPCI, we need a statement from you.
As a state witness?
As a state witness, yes.
So I am the state witness.
You are a state witness, yes. At this stage, we are viewing you as a state witness.
Okay, so I am being told now that I'm a state witness, because ever since... I've been seeing everything on the media. I've never been approached by anyone. I've never received any letter or any summon. That's why I'm asking now.
You're not truthful about that, because I sent you an email.
I said I am aware of what is happening. Yes. So I am the state witness. Yeah, it's fine. That's what you're saying.
No way to get hold of you next. So, but eventually...
My contacts were always been there, but it's okay. I understand.
But I mean, you understand. So from that time, you were aware that we would... Obviously, the process of coming here is not an easy process.
I understand.
A lot of planning to do. It's government things,
okay.
So it was not easy.
So who decides? Who decides that you are the state witness? Is it the government or the court
decides whether they're going to use you as a state witness.
And the last time I also asked for the copy of the statement from Zondo Commission. I didn't get it, but it's okay. We can continue. Okay,
that I think you maybe
we've got mail that for you.
We can no give problem. It to you because mm-hmm. it's your statement. We've got no. So we can give it to you. He can even mail it to you. Then you can go over it. We've set out 3 days for you.
Mm-hmm.
We understand you have class today at 1 o'clock.
And tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday.
Tomorrow might suit us because then you're in Washington then because we're there. So mm-hmm. we can perhaps see you there then tomorrow afternoon and make arrangements to get you back or whatever. But that's something we can discuss.
I'd prefer here. It's still fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if you're in Washington tomorrow?
1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
1 to 4. Okay. So you can't come in earlier to Washington perhaps.
Like today?
Like tomorrow. I'm just asking, we in your hands. If you want it to be done here, we come here. We absolutely
okay, in your hands. We'll see after today, then we can decide where we meet tomorrow.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I just ask, your classes is at 1 o'clock. How, your time frame, how late do you need to leave?
Normally, I take 10, is it 45? 10, 20. 11, 20. I arrive there 12, 20.
Okay, so you have to leave here by, say, 11.
11, if you... I don't know how is your process, but I need to get ready. I need an hour to get ready.
That's why I'm asking you.
You're going to work on my schedule.
Yeah, you're going to work on your schedule.
So normally, I take 20 minutes to the train station. So I normally leave around 11 o'clock or so from the house to get to the train station.
Okay, can you make it 10:30?
10:30. I haven't bathed. I haven't done anything. You just woke me up now.
No. Okay.
I need to go home, bath, prepare myself, and go to school.
Give me time.
I don't know, 10 o'clock, 9:30.
If you leave here at 10 o'clock, okay.
It's still late, but it's okay.
So that gives us an hour and a half that we have with you today. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and let's just discuss tomorrow. As you said, you want to find out how it was going today. It's a normal questionnaire that I prepared, certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
That I need you to respond on. Okay. Either you know or you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After this questionnaire, I will be drafting an affidavit according to your answers that you give me for the questions I've asked you. You will use general questions. If you do not want to answer, you don't answer. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But this is general questions. It's just to get a background of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, then I'm going to draft the affidavit. Obviously, I won't be able to print it and give it to you to sign, but it will be a process.
But you can email it to me. I will read it through.
Yeah,
and
no.
I don't know if...
Yes. But as I... No, I agree with that. But mm-hmm. as I say, it will be a process. It's not possible for me to do this in an hour and a half.
Yes, possibly. Yes.
You understand?
I understand.
So it will take time. As we said, we want to see you then tomorrow as well and see how far we get. We set up 3 days to have this interview with you.
Okay,
so it's a process that we're going to follow. And just to clarify, tomorrow, you say your process is from?
It's the same as today. It's 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the same procedure as today.
Okay, but can I just ask you, to make it easier, I know you say you are taking the train in the morning,
mm-hmm.
but can't I request, we can arrange the conference room at the hotel where we are staying in Washington. It's close to your college. It's much closer than we've driven now. Then when you're finished, you can go to the college, if that's possible, please, I'm asking.
I will confirm today, it's fine. We can put it aside, I'll confirm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else, Brigadier?
Then you can continue. Okay. Please feel free to stop us anytime if you want to ask us something
mm-hmm.
or explain anything to us.
Okay.
Or if you've got clarification questions that you need us to provide to you.
Right? Okay.
Please do not see us as your enemy here today.
No, right. I understand. I've been through this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the questions that I'm going to ask you might seem obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to hear it from you, although some of the information we already know.
Okay.
But I still need to ask you and you need to confirm.
Okay.
So please be patient. Some of the questions will seem, I'm going to say stupid. But it's the process we have to follow.
No problem.
Okay, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Today's the 22nd of October, 2021, at 08:20. The party's presence is myself, Captain Collins, Brigadier Gerber, of which both are stationed at the Director of Priority Crimes Investigation, Sheriff's Corruption, Bloemfontein, Free State, South Africa. Okay. This is an interview conducted by Brigadier Gerber and Captain Collins with Ms. Nomahlanga Morauri Chalota with ID 87021009340085 and also present Ms. Bean from the FBI USA. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is only questions. The format of the affidavit will be different.
Okay.
So based on what we take down now, the notes, the section notes, we will draft a preliminary statement. Then we will come to you again. You will go through that statement, verify whether you are happy with the contents thereof. If needs be, we change it to suit you. And then once all parties are happy, we will then do the necessary signing thereof. I just want to inform you at this stage that when we have finalized the statement, we will have to go to the South African Embassy,
mm-hmm.
where the statement will be commissioned, and you will sign it and we will commission it.
Okay.
Only then that statement will be valid.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
But that procedure we will explain as well. Okay. Now, let's start. I need your home address where you stay currently, please, ma'am. Where do you reside currently during your stay and studying in the USA?
6604 Northwood Court, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, zip code.
You must remember, please, one thing. I'm not a type.
Yes.
You've got two fingers. Northwood Court, yes. Okay, what comes after Northwood Court?
Northwood Court, Baltimore City in Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a cell phone or landline telephone number where you stay in the USA?
It's just a cell phone.
Okay.
443-360-7414. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you conduct any kind of work while you are studying and residing in the USA? And if so, where do or did you work? The times, the periods, working, and describe the kind of work you are doing or you did.
In South Africa or here? Yeah, I'm here to study.
No work.
I'm studying here.
Yeah, only study. You haven't conducted any private or part-time work or anything like that?
I tried at the school, but I haven't got anything yet.
So you did apply at the school?
Not apply. I asked them if there are any part-time job and stuff like that for students.
Exactly, did you arrive in the USA?
It was 2019, right? 2019 September, if I remember correctly. 2020, 2021. I think I came here 2019 September. I'm not sure about the date, but it was in September.
September.
Mm-hmm. Because I was supposed to start by then, but apparently the paperwork was not ready. And then I started 2020 January.
So you were supposed to start in 2019?
In 2019 September.
So your classes officially only started in 2020 January?
Yes, I started 2020 January.
You say because of some paperwork?
Yes.
January 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, where and what are you studying in the USA?
I'm studying at BAU, it's Bay Atlantic University. I'm studying political science and international relations.
And international?
Relations.
Okay. How, when and where did you apply to study in the USA? What I mean by that is that you apply more at more than one institution? or did you only apply at BAU?
BAU only.
Only?
Yes, ma'am.
Do the Free State Province have an agreement with BAU that you know of, that it is, that you only applied here? Because there were other students here as well from Free State.
I think that should be answered by the Director General in the office of the... But I think that should be answered by the FSPG. Mm-hmm.
The one that you say should be answered if they have an agreement. Is that what you say?
By the Free State Government, if you're asking about the Free State Government.
Did you apply to more than one education? Where did this? Okay, that we already answered. Okay, who are paying for your accommodation during your studies in the USA?
Accommodation, I applied for financial assistance from FSPG.
What does FSPG stand for?
Free State Provincial Government.
And they are paying... okay, let me ask... Maybe we'll get to that question.
Mm-hmm.
How long is your studies?
4 years. It's a 4 years degree.
Okay, now to come back to the previous question.
Mm-hmm.
You apply for financial assistance from the Free State Provincial Government.
Right? Correct.
Okay, and that covers all 3 years?
For the whole... All 4 years, but the reply was they will assist me for as long as they have funds. So they have every right to say we don't have funds to assist, if I remember the letter.
But up to this stage, you've been funded by the Free State Government?
Yes, they did give me a certain amount for stipend. I requested for stipend. I requested for books. I requested for accommodation.
Okay. So your original application was for 4 years?
My original, yes. I said my degree is for 4 years. Can you kindly assist me financially for my entire stay?
Was all that negotiations done before you came to America? Obviously, the approval and everything for that was done while you were still in South Africa.
Yes, I wrote the letter to them while I was still in South Africa.
Were you still employed at the government then at that stage?
No.
Just to recall what the Brigadier said, so when you applied, you were no more longer employed by the government?
Yes, when I wrote a letter to them. I can get the letter and the date and just double check, but yes.
I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
When you applied to BAU, were you still employed by government?
When was it? June after June? No, when I applied for BAU.
Yeah.
Yes, I was still there. BAU, yes.
Okay, and did you resigned, and your application for financial assistance, when did that occur? During your, when you heard you were admitted, accepted, sorry?
Yes, I had to be accepted first.
Yes.
And then I took a decision that I'm going to resign. And then I applied for the financial assistance before I came here.
Can you recall your date of resignation?
I'm not good with dates, but I think it was 30 June, if I'm correct. But I can, you can try and confirm. I'm really not good with dates. I think it was 30 June.
30 June?
I will confirm still, yes.
30 June, 20?
2019.
If you've got any documentary proof that you do have with you, and if you can give us copies, we'd appreciate that.
If you have proof that?
Of these letters you're talking about, you said just now you might have some letter.
I will try and see. Mm-hmm. I will try and see what I can get.
Thank you.
Answered, how long is your studies? Is it a four-year degree? That one you did. Just want to delete. Otherwise, I'm going to duplicate everything. Is that fine with you?
Okay.
We already covered that one. Okay. Your bursary that you have from the Free State Provincial Government to study in the USA, does it...
Financial assistance. Okay. They said it's not a bursary, okay. It's a financial assistance. Because they're not covering everything.
So it's not a bursary?
No. That's what...
What are they not covering?
The tuition fee, the flights, and I also asked for flights coming in and coming out, but I don't see them approving them. They just said stipend, accommodation.
Who's paying for your studies? Is the university giving?
I got a scholarship from the university. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You say it doesn't cover your flights?
Yes, they don't cover flights. What else did I use? I'm not sure if I still have the letter. I requested for a couple of things, but they only approved accommodation, stipend, and books, I think.
But no class fees.
No, it's a scholarship. They are not covering for my fees.
Okay. Okay, the financial assistance that you received.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, for example, does it stipulate if you do not graduate within the time frame of your degree?
They said I will have to pay them back.
The whole amount?
The whole amount. They said even if I fail one module, I'm responsible for paying them. According to the contract, right?
Resides with you at the same address during your studies?
I have a roommate.
Your roommate. May I have his name?
I don't think he is part of this. I don't think he should be part of this as a roommate. It's just somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, may I ask you this name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
he sharing the cost of the rent, etc., with you?
We do have arrangement, yes. I don't think that is relevant for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May I ask you, sorry for the personal question, are you in a relationship with him?
With him? I don't think that is also related to the to the part of the interview.
What was your official email during address? Your official email address during your employment at the Premier's office in the Free State?
It was premier@fspremier.gov.za.
Mm-hmm. So it's premier@fspremier.gov.za. Did you have any other email address except the official one, and what was it?
My private one was my name and surname is moroadichollota@gmail.com.
Okay, what email do you use currently while studying in the USA?
moroadichollota@gmail.com, the same email address. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use your private email address in an official capacity?
I think a couple of times, yes. During Zondo Commission, they did bring out a couple of emails that I did send with Moroadich, because normally when I send email, I would CC myself if there's anything else that I would want to make a follow-up. So in some of the emails from my laptop, yes, moroadichollota is there at gmail.com.
If you do use the private mail and you work, say, after hours to finalize, and would you CC the Premier email again to perhaps have record thereof on your...
In most cases, I believe so. I believe so.
And did you have access to your official mail when you were at home?
Yes. My problem would just be if I would use my own router to connect.
They went out. Can I put it a bit warmer?
Yes, I thought I was the only one who was freezing.
I'm not cold, but I see you. How the hell is this thing? Okay, wait, here it goes. Okay, let's see. Okay. Brigadier?
Yes.
Can't you just check for me the set up the aircon a bit, please.
You want it hotter or
cold? Yeah, a bit hotter. She's cold.
I don't know if it's American things, they look really funny.
Okay. Then you
try anything above 77.
I'm trying, but it doesn't move further.
It stopped at 74. I don't know why.
Maybe if we put it off.
Maybe, yes, please.
Okay. It's also not responding. Ah, there you go. Come in.
Come in. Okay.
How does this work? She just
wants what exactly to... was your position at the Premier's office and explain your duties? But now you have to go to sleep. Yes.
The appointment secretary.
Let's put it off.
Yes.
My duties were answering the phone and attending to the people that are coming in the office. Responsible for the incoming and outgoing mails.
You said people coming to the office, is that for meetings with the Premier?
Yes, we request a meeting for Premier and any other inquiries.
So it was general administration functions in the office.
Yes.
You never did any executive decisions or
never.
Or made decisions on behalf of the Premier in your capacity. I mean, we're talking about decisions now, big decisions, not deciding what kind of shirt or something that I'm talking about.
It depends what big decisions is because if I'm
okay, the question might come it a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, appointment secretary, my duties were answering phones, attending to people who come to the office to attend meetings with the Premier.
Incoming and outgoing mails. Being documents received or all the emails that are coming to that email address we spoke about.
When you receive the emails that's coming into the email address, then you will disperse it to
the relevant people. Mm-hmm.
Did you make a subfile of that email, or did you just forward it to him, or was it printed out and put in a folder, say, for your attention or something like that? Was there a process regarding that?
Anything that needs his attention, I'll print it out for him. But before, we have the Director General in the office, we have the Chief of Staff in the office. If there's anything that I need to discuss with them, I discuss with them first. If it's anything they can solve, they solve. If it's anything that needs the attention of the Premier, then we'll try and locate the Premier.
So is that normal protocol? If there's something, then you go to the DG or the Chief of Staff?
Normally, the closest person was the Chief of Staff. It just depends on what it is, because some things she would say as the PA, because she calls me PA, not the appointment secretary. Mm. Normally, she would be involved for mainly when I get emails from the presidency. That's when I will involve her, because rightfully, they're supposed to send emails to her, but most people are used to this email more than her email address. So,
but in general, emails, do you take it directly to him?
No, not all emails. That won't work.
How do you decide? I just want to understand this. Sorry.
When I receive emails, it depends on the nature of the email. If it's something that we can solve, you're asking for something that we don't have, I'll be the one responding to say, unfortunately, the Office of the Premier cannot assist with this. We don't have this.
Okay, so
if it's something we can, I will acknowledge and say, let me take it to the relevant person, and then this person will be responsible to reply to you.
Okay, so basically what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, that's why I just want to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand you correctly, you will receive an email addressed to the email of the Premier.
Yes.
You will go through the contents of the email.
Correct.
And then decide whether it should go to him.
Yes.
Should it go to another relevant person?
Yes.
Or you will go and discuss it with the Chief of Staff?
If I have no idea what to do with it, I'll discuss it with the Chief of Staff.
When the email is addressed specifically for his attention, you will refer it to him or not?
All of them are referred to him. Somebody would say to the Premier, please help me, I don't have a house.
Okay.
Something like that. I'm like, okay, Department of Housing, I will call them. What do we do if there's a person who says this? They will say, give it to so-so-so person. I'll refer, acknowledge, and reply. Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute.
No problem.
will the Chief of Staff be?
Miss Janet Kay.
Okay, this is very short and brief. I will put more meat to it. To do the affidavit.
No problem.
Let me just, if I have the idea. I receive mails on the mail of the Premier, and I will go through each mail and its contents and then determine if it is relevant to the Premier's office or should I refer it to the relevant department.
Correct.
If I receive the mail and I'm not sure of how to address or handle it, I would refer it to the Chief of Staff, Ms. Janet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that would be all. Also, I'm dealing with those mails will include his appointments, of course, because many emails will be asking for appointment for him. So it's dealing with his appointments and his diary.
I changed it. It's coming up.
Okay, cool. No problem.
Yeah, you know how it works. We couldn't fiddle with that. Okay, part of the mails will also be from persons asking for appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be officials as well as private individuals?
It's the community, would just be anyone.
Mm-hmm.
As I've said, I want to meet with the Premier, but when you listen to the person, what is it for? I don't have a house, I need a place to stay. So everyone will just come as, I want to meet with the Premier, I want to meet with the Premier.
That part I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But does the appointments from government officials, say, let's say an HOD from a department, does it also go through you, or just do they just pitch up at the office?
Normally they would send, right? They would send the HODs and other departments. Normally it's document sending. I don't recall having a request for appointment with the HOD.
I'm actually talking about in general any senior government official.
Probably, yes, they would. If they have anything to meet with the Premier, they will also do.
If a person will phone you with, or not phone you, mm-hmm. when you receive a mail from an individual complaining about a problem he has, where would you refer that email to?
It depends on the nature of, it depends on the content. A problem that you have regarding what? Because we have all sorts of departments. We have police, we have education, we have health and so forth.
Those mails you receive from these individuals,
mm-hmm.
Can you recall in any instance that you referred some of those emails directly to the Premier, or is that, according to you, a waste of time? It should go to a specific other department or say like that?
I would for his information, but the problem is I don't have, in most of them, I don't have the guarantee that he's reading them.
Yeah.
Because I would have, sometimes I would even make a report that we managed to assist so and so and so, we did this, but I will send it via the protector, whatever. When he gets a chance, if he's in the car, please ask him to check this. But in most cases, I never get response that he said yes or no. Some of them would just be for his information.
So basically what you're telling me, if you refer it to whichever
department,
you mm-hmm. will CC the Premier as well.
He preferred hard copies because he didn't have copies. The email address is that yeah, one that I was using.
So you will print the hard copy and give it
to the protector to say if he's in the car, he's got time, he can look over this.
Well, so you give it to the protector, not to him in person. He doesn't have a pigeonhole or something or on his table there.
On his table he does. On his table he does. I will keep other letters for him. When he comes, he will check whatever that he has time to check.
Yeah.
What he doesn't have time, he will check. Most of them, the most important ones, normally I will put the invitation because I'll need to know whether you're attending this one or not.
Yeah.
So the 5 minutes that I get with him is that, no, I will see. He takes the rest, he leaves. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you decide which ones you see.
I decide which ones I give him.
Which ones you give him.
I would classify them and say this is important or this is for him to attend a certain meeting. I can't decide for him because...
No. Let's leave it. I understand the meeting is his decision.
Okay, cool.
That part I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to the mails from people...
Who needs it, this and that. Yeah. Yes, I would send most, not all because it's too many emails. I will send whatever that I can that I think also needs his attention. Also, just a small report that says we did this with this. Is it okay or not? But I hardly get replies on some.
Starting to get better.
Yep.
Okay. Before we continue with the questions, I just want to find out. We've got a gentleman outside. Okay. Sorry. Sorry for that.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
From when until when were you employed at the Premier's office?
I started working there from 2013. I can confirm. I think it's 2013 August. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Yes, 2013 to 2019.
15 to 2019.
13.
With 13.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Was it an advertised post, or how did you apply for the post, or mm-hmm. how does it work?
For MECs and premiers, it's what do they call it? I don't want to say a political appointment. What do they call it? It was not advertised. I kept going to the
office. If you can say that.
Yes, but I was looking for a job. I kept going to the office of the premier requesting for a job.
Okay.
And well, then not to say at his office.
Not to?
Not to say at his office.
I was asking for
a position at his office.
At his office, okay. In the office of the premier.
I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Were you at that stage employed anywhere else?
Yes, I was working at the municipality, Mangaung Metro Municipality, in the office of the mayor.
Okay. You say you were working?
Mangaung Metro Municipality in the mayor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Mia at that stage as well?
Mr. Tawo Manyoni.
Manyoni.
Mm-hmm.
I will come back to that one. Let's first do the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you say you did not apply for the position, but I kept on
inquiring.
Yeah. You say you specifically wanted to work in the Premier's office.
In the Premier's department. I kept asking if there's any post available in there.
Was there a specific reason why the Premier's office?
The Premier's department. I asked in the Premier's department. No, not really.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
from my house. Who did you inquire with? Was it with the Premier directly, or was it the HR PA. Department?
No, I kept going on the PA. Every chance I get, I will come and say, do you have any post available here? Are there any? I was also looking for opportunities to go and study. Are there any opportunities to study anything that will make me grow? That those are the kind of inquiries I was making.
You say you went to the PA. Who was that then?
It was Me Maria. What's her surname again? Me Maria. We called her Me Maria. I'll try and remember her surname.
What other qualifications do you have?
I studied at Central University of Technology, but I did not complete my cost and management accounting. I dropped out because of financial issues. Then I went to start looking for jobs.
What did you study?
Cost and management accounting. Incomplete. I did not complete it.
Cost and management?
Accounting. Okay, but also on the results I have, you'd rather put the national higher certificate because I was supposed to do cost and management accounting for third year. So I did not complete my second year. So whatever results that I have are written national higher certificate in accountancy. NHC.
Who did you report to during your employment at the Premier's office?
Directly to the Chief of Staff, Janet Kay.
Okay, who appointed you at the Premier's office?
I was called by Mayor Maria. And I met with Miss Janet Kay.
So you were interviewed by Miss Janet Kay?
Was it an interview?
I'm asking.
I don't know if I should call it an interview because she's the one who requested my CV. My qualifications and asked me all the questions. The Premier said I must get this and this and this and this and this from you. And then I submitted everything to Major Janet Kay.
Let me also just understand that you went back to the office to inquire about unemployment. All the time, as you said. Did you ever put in an application form before you were called by Miss Maria?
Remember for Premier's personal assistance or so. I said I'm looking for another word except political appointment. Remember, they are the ones who are appointing.
Redeployment.
It's like political appointment, but they call something, it redeployment.
Something like that, yes. Because he's the one who will appoint the person that he wants to work with.
Okay, so when you were called by Maria and you met with Janet Kay,
yes.
You haven't submitted any documentation for application?
I was giving them because I was just looking for anything that might come up.
So you did provide it to someone?
Me Maria.
Okay, so your qualifications basically? You gave
no, it just the CV to say, Me Maria, if there's anything, please, how do we know? Where do we go?
What you're saying is they held your CV there and when the vacancy arose, they called you and that's when you went in? And they requested...
Miss Janet Kay requested for my CV when she called me.
Okay, awesome. Was Maria in possession of your CV at that stage?
Beforehand?
I believe so, because normally when I go there and inquire, I used to drop anything. I wanted to go back to school. I wanted a job.
Sorry, I just want to know the process. You say the documents, if I understood you correctly just now, When you met with Janet Gay, she said she wanted certain documentation from
my CV, and qualifications.
Also, if I understand you correctly, you said that is she asking you that because the Premier requested it. Did I hear you correctly or not?
Yes, she said that, like, the Premier requested them. It's not the exact word, but I would think that the Premier is the one who wants to work with me, if I'm making sense. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get the indication that there were more people that they were, don't want to use the word interview, but let's say.
I have no idea. Nobody told me. I had no idea.
Did you know the Premier prior to your appointment on a personal level or something like that?
Not on a personal level. As the Premier, yes, I knew him. I would also ask, just like everyone else. Mm.
Obviously, Ms. Stramachashule was the Premier during your period.
Yes.
The only Premier.
I worked with, he left me there. I worked with Premier Ndombela, Sisi Ndombela, until I left. She's still the Premier.
This, I wanted to know, was part of your duties to dealing with the diary of the Premier, and if so, explain exactly what we discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but let's just say you said your duties was keeping the diary, but can I get more?
Working with his weekly diary to say, after giving him those mails, he would say, I'll attend this one, I can attend this one, I'll attend this one.
So basically booking appointments?
Yes, booking appointments for him.
And else, is that the only reason for keeping the diary?
Yes, that was only for the reasons. I get it's for meetings and where he's attending so that I can also book his either flights or accommodation. It depends where the meetings are.
Okay, did you ever do any other duties for the Premier that is not stipulated in your job description? And if so, provide more detail.
That are not stipulated in there?
Like your
job description.
Yeah, we call it job description. Your daily duties.
Not that I know of, except the fact that the job description, you don't work according to job description. You go an extra mile for the office, but there's no any other extra unnecessary thing that I did for the Premier, unless if I don't understand your question.
No. I think none of you fully understand what I'm asking, mm-hmm. but if I can just ask you, when I'm talking about additional duties or mm-hmm. other duties,
okay,
it's not work-related?
No.
Outside, maybe stupid, maybe when he's sick or whatever, he phones you to go and get him medicine, something like that.
It's also my duty to make an appointment for him at the doctor, not to go and get the medicine, but I'll make an appointment for him if Mayor Janet is not there.
Obviously, that part I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But not private...
You would not run errands outside the scope of your work relationship?
No.
Okay, who was responsible for the travel arrangements of the Premier, and how was this travel arrangements made, and who decides what events you will attend?
It was me and the appointment, assistant appointment secretary.
Who makes the travel arrangements?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is that arrangements only in terms of flights or when he drives and things like that?
Flights and accommodation in most cases.
Okay. So if he was driving, he would still do the accommodation?
Yes. Right?
So the travelling was
if it's out of the
Free State.
Okay, you say it was either made by
yourself. But even in the Free State. Mm-hmm.
Either made by yourself or?
The assistant appointment secretary.
Yes.
Who will that be?
I worked with Keria Malimela, Miss Malimela.
Malimela.
Is she still there?
No, she... Where is she working now? She's out of the Free State. I think she's in Gauteng province. Cause I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. And then the part of who will decide which events you will attend?
It will be part of those mails that I give him.
That you give to him?
Yes, some of them, if it's a standard invitation, like where all premiers meet and stuff like that, it's a must for us. We'll just inform him that the premiers are meeting so places. I think it's not a PCF. I can't remember the meeting. So there would be some standard things like that. And there would be things that I would ask. Are you attending this event? Are you attending? The minister invited you so places.
So you will make him aware of certain important
things. Definitely. He can't travel without me making him aware.
So once again, you went through the mails.
Yes, I'll go through the mails.
Obviously, which ones you decide is very important, like the meetings with, say, minister or whoever, you will make him attend to it.
We will discuss with him. It's either me or Miss Janet Kay, because from the presidency, they will go straight to Miss Janet Kay. So sometimes I'll get it from Ms. Janet Kay to say, I discussed with the Premier, he needs to attend this meeting and this one, please put it on his itineraries.
During the travel arrangements of the Premier, of which agency did you make use?
I think we had Astra. I can't remember how long was their contract. And then we used
Hamburg. You couldn't pick and choose. You had to go according to
with what is appointed. Mm-hmm. We would get whatever agency that is appointed from the Chief Financial Officer's office. I think while I was there, we had two or three, I think. I can't remember all their names.
The CFO at that stage were?
Mr. Martins.
As part of the job of the CFO, obviously you would approve the flight.
The travel, yes, definitely. We draft a submission,
yes,
and we take it to supply chain. They are the ones who approve. They double check with the agencies and they approve.
Did it ever happen that you, for some other reason, will not approve a submission?
I don't recall, unless if we don't attach all necessary documents.
No, but that will be to rectify something.
Yes, but to disapprove, but to say...
In total.
Not that I know. For the Premier,
yeah.
I can't recall.
So it's basically a formality.
No, but we will do the normal procedure so that he approves.
The procedure I understand.
Mm-hmm.
The procedure I understand, but when the Premier asks to attend a meeting in Cape Town or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Durban, the normal paperwork is done,
yes.
submitted to the CFO,
yes.
and he approves.
Yes.
So my question is, did he ever not approve an application?
Not approve, I can't recall. Rectify, many.
Yeah, rectify, I understand.
Yes, not approved, I can't recall.
He didn't disapprove any because, I mean, the Premier...
When the Premier talks, he talks. Is it because of his seniority?
No, normally he approves based on what we are... Yeah. That's why I'm saying he will rectify before he approves.
Yes.
So disapprove, I don't recall. If he does not see any invitation for that meeting, he will rectify to
yeah.
say, attach this so that we know where the Premier is
no,
going.
No, but that part I understand.
Mm, but disapprove, I can't recall.
Then was a procurement process followed to say three quotes?
Yes.
And travel arrangements for the Premier was made? And if not, why not?
Yes, they were followed.
So you will get three quotations for travel arrangements. If I call about flights, accommodation,
mm-hmm.
which ones? Because there were contracts with certain travel agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Like Astra, for example.
Yes.
But accommodation, obviously, there's not service providers in general for accommodations. So.
We'll check with different, depending on where he's going.
Yes.
If it's Welcome, then recommended place will be one or two. If it's Bethlehem, it depends where he is going.
Yeah, okay. Mm. No, that part I understand. It's a
mm-hmm.
normal process.
Mm-hmm.
So for accommodation, you will get 3 points.
I think so. Miss Malimela was the one who was doing it, but I think so. Because he would follow all the normal procedures.
Okay, since when were you responsible for the Premier's diary?
Since from the day I started working there. Same duties from day one until last day.
Were you responsible for any other officials' diaries during your employment at the Premier's office?
No, unless I would make it my business to make a follow-up with anyone that needs to attend. Like if I call a meeting with the Premier, I would just make a follow-up with people who needs to attend.
You didn't physically handle their diaries, you just...
No.
So never. You just found out whether they were available or not?
Yes.
This one we have, where were you employed before? 4, we've got that one there. You see the municipality. Okay, the Premier's diary, was it like a diary? Or was it electronically? Or?
I tried to keep the diary. It's not working. I used electronically because I need to print it out for him. So okay. It's hard to show him on the diary. So I'll just draft Monday, this, Tuesday, this, until Friday.
So then it was on your laptop?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The weekly program.
Is this the same computer that the Zone commissioned?
Yes.
Mirrored?
Yes.
Excuse
me, just need to grab some equipment.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Where were you born, ma'am?
I was born in the Free State in Paris.
Okay, I think you already answered this, but I'm again going to ask you. What was your relationship or ties with Mr. Mabashuli before your employment at the Premier's office?
What was my relationship with?
Did you know him beforehand? Or?
And on what level? How did you?
Of course I know. I know.
No, but in person. I'm not talking. Everyone knows who's Mr. Mabashuli.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that. I'm talking out in a personal capacity. Is he a friend of your family? Is he a friend of yours? Something like that.
Because he also is more strong for race.
Yeah, he's also from Paris.
So did you know him in that capacity when you were in Paris, or how? Just trying to understand.
Yes, I knew him while I was still in Paris.
So you met him there previously?
The Premier, everywhere, like just like everyone else who would meet him everywhere.
Okay. No, okay, I understand that. Mm-hmm. You attended some of the meetings or whatever he held in Paris, so you
not
saw
him. Not necessarily, okay.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That part I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But did you meet him in person in a...
Like being friends with his son, Chapel, or somebody like
yeah,
that,
something
and
like
through
that
process, or his brother, or his uncle, something like that, you know, did you know him?
Did you not in a personal capacity.
I know him, but I don't understand which capacity are you looking for. But I knew him before I worked at his office.
Okay.
I met.
Is that really necessary?
Yes, we'd like to know, please.
I'm not comfortable answering that now.
Why?
Because I say so. I know him as I knew him before I worked at his office.
But it's a simple question to ask is, how did you know him?
How would you say, how did I know him? For an example,
I would say, listen, he was friends with my father. I met him when he visited my father, for example. Or I visited his house when I went with his son, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it in that way, but I knew Mr. Mabashuli before I worked at his office.
So you spoke to him in person before you worked there? Can I ask you that?
Correct.
What is the time now?
Half past. Half past an hour.
Are you a director of any company or entity?
No. I registered one catering company that never worked. I can't remember how many years ago.
So it doesn't exist now?
I didn't even close it. I registered a company.
Oh, so, but you, it's still there, the entity is there, but you didn't use it or didn't close it?
Not even once.
So you never informed CIPC or anything like that?
I, when we were completing some, what do you call that, declaration form at the FSPGI, I did mention it.
What was the name of the...
Do I still remember? Okay. It's a company that I opened when I was...
Okay. Did you still perform some responsibilities or duties for Mr. Makhushule after his term as the Premier has expired?
No. When he left the office?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. Unless if there's something they're looking for, his last pay slip, his... The only thing that I remember they asked for was his pay slip. But nothing that I performed.
Sorry, I just want to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ask you, you say then?
Miss Janet Kerr, I got it from Miss Janet Kerr. Well,
so
she asked, yes.
Okay, for, on his behalf?
Yes.
Okay. No, I just want to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen to correspondence addressed to Mr. Makhushule after he was no longer the Premier?
I would address it to the new Premier. They would say to the Premier, not necessarily Mr. Makhushule, but any correspondence that I will get that says Mr. Makhushule. If it's related to the office, I would attend it normally and let the new Premier know as the normal procedure.
Okay. And mm-hmm. Say other emails? I understand official emails.
For him personally, mm-hmm. Something directed to him.
Normally, I have not received any personal emails for him. Personal emails would go to Ms. Janet Kay, but from the doctor's side and any other things. She would receive statement from the doctor and any other thing. But personally, no. On my official email address, I hardly received personal things for him, not as the Premier.
Just tell me, you had access to the Premier's email, the one you gave me.
The email address.
Yeah.
I was handling it every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one did Ms. Janet Kay use?
janetkay@fspremier.gov.za. janet.kay@fspremier.gov.za.
So, if I understand, I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the Premier wanted something, say, from the doctor...
Mm-hmm. From his doctor.
Yes, from his doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He would give Janet Kay's
email address.
Correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, say that mail is?
Janet.k.
Janet. It's J-A-N-E-T, name.
No, J-A-N-E-T, correct, dot K-A-Y.
Dot K-A-Y. At?
fspremier.gov.za.
Did Madame Gashule ever contact you after he was no longer the Premier to assist him with something? And if he did, request, okay, but we handled that one. What is the agreement and relationship between Mr. Magashule and Cuba?
I have no idea.
You received some emails where there were correspondence from Cuba addressed to him.
Inviting him to events or?
Yeah, something, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they would invite him?
I wouldn't ask that because we receive invitation from all over the countries. I will handle him. I handle it just like any other.
So basically you were never curious?
No. Why specifically about Cuba?
Okay, let's leave Cuba in general.
No.
If something is strange for you, no. I would say Cuba is actually a right example, if I can say that.
Okay, no, I was never curious. Anything that I received that is inviting the Premier somewhere, I would bring it to his attention via Miss Janet Kay.
Okay. But you are aware of the invitations from Cuba?
Yes, I think we did receive a couple of invitations.
Okay. Did you ever receive any invitation or correspondence from the Cayman Isles?
I don't recall, but everything would be on the laptop if there's anything that you're looking for.
Do you know of any other officials that went to Cuba with Mr. Magashule?
Oh, I won't remember. But we would, if there was, we would have a submission that would mention all the officials that traveled with him, but I really don't know about.
Okay.
Where would those submissions be? In the Premier's office?
It depends who compiles it. It depends on the nature of the visit. But I think intergovernmental relations will have everything. Anything that has to do with international trips, intergovernmental relations will have everything.
If it is something that Mr. Magashule himself initiated from his office, for instance, taking students somewhere.
Intergovernmental relations.
Would you request that they start such thing?
No, it will be from the intergovernmental relations because they will be the one interacting with whatever.
I mean, what I'm trying to say, if the initiative comes from the Premier's office, because it won't come from the interdepartmental office. He's seen a vision. He wants to do something. Now, right, he says, okay, I want to take 20 students over to America. How does it start? Does it start with you writing a letter to the intergovernmental? How does it start?
I think he will discuss it with the Director General or the intergovernmental relations. Maybe he would talk to Mr. I'm not sure. I've never been part of that meeting. I'm just assuming that it would be saying, do you know this university? Because they need to run through the university or whatever. So the is it the chief director or the director in the? He would. I think he would talk to Mr. What was his name? Mr. Gao or the Director General? So it wouldn't start with me to write a letter to the intergovernmental relations. It has never happened that way.
Okay. Does Mr. Magashule has his own personal email account?
Does he have his own personal
email account?
Not that I know of. We're using Premier, FS Premier.
Yeah, so we've never made use of a
private personal email address. Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Okay. Why would contractors who received contract from various government departments inform the Premier Office that they had received their payments?
I have no idea. Why would contractors inform the Office of the Premier that they have received contracts?
No, that they have received payments for the contract that was awarded to them.
I don't think so. I don't recall speaking to any contact or sending it to my email address. No. I don't recall such.
There's such emails?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm asking you.
I don't recall such. They don't report to the Office of the Premier.
But isn't it, this is your opinion.
This is my opinion.
I'm asking you your opinion.
Okay.
Shouldn't you think it's strange for a contractor who received a contract from some other government department? Doesn't say who, which department.
I have not received such. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. There is.
From which company? I don't recall.
Okay, we will go through those, but mm-hmm. there is definitely. But okay, your opinion. Why would such a contractor send such emails?
I have no idea.
What would you do with the email if it comes to you? Because you said earlier on that you scrutinize all the mails, you take it, and then you take it to the relevant department.
If I don't know what to do with it, I would go with to Ms. Janet Kay and the Director General.
If someone says that the addresses are directly to the Premier to say, whatever, thank you, or I've received my payment, or whatever, what would you do with that email?
Still via Janet Kay and Director General.
Janet Kay was directly addressed to the Premier.
That is the procedure of the office. Because it will be something that I don't know how to handle it, or it's nothing that I can handle. I will like, imagine it, I received this from so places, like, okay, noted, give it to the Premier. Or no, the Director General is the one responsible for this. It depends on the nature of the business.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware of... Okay. You are aware of the emails that you sent on behalf of the Premier for different companies, contractors, for donations,
to business people, for school funds,
stuff like that.
Yes, I am aware.
Now, were there any SARS certificates issued to those companies for tax purposes?
I think it's a Section 18 certificate.
Yeah, I think it's a Section 18.
I don't recall. By who? By the government or by who?
Well, obviously the donations, it should go to a specific account. You can't just donate. It has to go to a specific account.
The ones that I was dealing with was directly to the university.
Oh, so your request, the businessman you requested money from was directly deposited into
the university. If I'm asking for a business person to assist, it's either an individual or a list of students, it will be directly to the office. There's no any other account that I personally used from all the requests that I used.
No. I think, can I just re-explain to you,
mm-hmm.
if I may? You sent these mails on instruction of Mr. Mahashule.
The Office of the Premier.
Office of the Premier.
Yes.
But obviously, if you say the Office of the Premier, you have to be specific now.
It should be a person. The office can't...
The Office of the Premier would be us. When we are assisting people who come to the Office of the Premier, to me, it's the Office of the Premier who's assisting them.
Okay,
right?
But you must remember, we can't talk... as an organization. The mm-hmm. Premier's office is, we have to put it to a person. You understand?
Okay.
So when you send these mails, saying in the mails, on request of the Premier, you are requesting a donation, say, for studies for this and this and this person.
Okay, then...
Do you mean the Premier told you to write an email to businesses saying, listen, I'm asking for donations for this and this and the students at this and this university?
Okay, that's not how I did it. What I did was request from the office of the premier, because the people who would ask help would come to the office of the premier. So me handling it, I was handling it as their office of the premier. I was not saying specifically the premier said you must help this person, because even when I asked, it was a request, not a directive that you must help these people. I would ask if is it possible that you can assist us with this kind of students and so forth.
So you're basically telling me you used own initiative to see who is in need and then request assistance.
All of them, not my own initiative. We will have different students who are coming to the office.
What I'm trying to say is, remember earlier on we asked you, did you take executive decisions, and you said no. Now, someone coming to the office and requesting a bursary or whatever, now, it's an executive decision for you to approach a company to say, please, would you donate, even if it's on the office of the premier, money for a student. Did you? Are you saying that you took those decisions by yourself? Those companies and ask them for money
because
without informing the premier?
No, the premier would know and Ms. Janet Kay would know, but it was the procedure of financial assistance that has been going on in the office of the premier. The premier would not, even if he speak, he would say, no, if the bursaries are finished, we must do something to help the students. You understand? It will not be a directive to say, go and ask this person about this. It was the nature of the efforts, knowing that even if the government cannot help to this extent, then we would go out and ask financial request financial assistance for these students, outsource
them. On whose instruction?
From the office of the premier, or am I not understanding your question?
The office cannot give you an instruction.
There's too many people working at the office of the premier.
Correct.
Okay, but who gave this instruction? Not the office of the premier. There's 20, 50 people.
There's Janet Kay, there's whoever is in the office. We're asking who gave the instruction.
Question. Yes, and I'm trying to explain it. That it has been an ongoing thing in the office that whenever we don't have funds, we go and outsource for them.
I understand that you say we. Who's the we? And you said specifically earlier you don't have executive power. So
yes.
Me, in my office, let's take my office for instance. He will not go and approach someone to do something on behalf of the office that was not okayed by me.
Of course.
Now, in your office, in the Premier's office?
The Premier would know that we are outsourcing for students.
Okay.
Yes.
So he would be aware of
He would be aware. As
okay.
Same
would
with
he
the
indicate to you who to approach? Say, maybe look at this businessman or look at that one?
I doubt, because I will be the one sending requests to different business people.
But how would you know that?
And then, remember the last time I also explained that I also got a list from the database. I also got a list from the laptop, the very same laptop that Miss Maria was using. That's why I'm saying it's an ongoing thing that I found it there happening. Also, on my own, I would just, if I know of, the simple thing that I used was Motsepe Foundation. If I hear that there's a Motsepe Foundation who's assisting the students, I would also find their contact number and ask, we also have students who are asking for this, would you be able to help? So I didn't have any specific people that I had to contact, if I'm making clear.
No.
There was?
Yeah, no, I understand. So in general, the process that's followed at the office of the premier employees
Correct.
Is to ask for assistance from business people.
Correct.
But the general instruction to do this was given by the premier.
I don't know if it's.
But when you came there, that was the norm.
Yes, it was.
And obviously,
the office of the
obviously,
premier has always
obviously, someone told you that this is the way we do it, because otherwise, you took that decision on your own.
It's not the decision that I took on my own.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But someone had to, as the Brigadier said, someone had to make the decision and tell you, listen, this is how we work at the Premier's office.
Okay, the Premier would be aware
okay.
that I would contact business people to ask for funding. I think Ms. Janet Kay would also be aware as well as the Director General.
Okay.
Because for me to know that there's no money in the government, I'll get it from the Director General. We only manage to help this kind of people from the budget of the FSPG. going forward, the bazaars will be open by next year and stuff like that. So we'll be like, so what's going to happen from now on? He said, anything that happens will not be from the government because we don't have money. If we can outsource, we can outsource for them, but it will be nothing from the government because this is the only budget that was set for them.
Okay, that is understandable. It's finished.
Yeah.
You talked about the list of businesses.
Mm-hmm. The list that they took from, that they also had from Zondo Commission.
Is that the CSD, the Central Supplier Database?
No.
Which list are you talking about?
The very same list that they had at Zondo Commission is the list that I drafted for myself. I think also there I had, did I have the very same? All the business people that I would know of, I would list them there. I would ask them for funding.
How would you know of the business people?
I said some of them, I found them there. I think it was, 10 or 11 of them. I found them there. Business people that I also took their contacts. I found them on the list of the people who were invited at the, what is that event for the premier? The premier state, provincial, free state, state of
Soba.
Address, yes,
state
the SOBA. Yes. So most of the list I would take there. I saw business people. Then I created a list from that and I approached all of them.
So if there was a request for say bursaries, you would send it to all those businesses or would you handpick or specific about who you would pick?
I would pick anyone that I can pick. I would just draft a list because we would have more than 50 students or so. I would draft a list of 10 based on their universities. I would group them, CUT, UOFS, and Motewa, and so forth. Then I would send to different business people.
As I mentioned before, ma'am, I understand the instruction to request assistance from business people.
Correct.
But it is also clear that that money had to be paid in an account.
Yes. From the business people that we asked. It would go there. The ones that I did myself. Mm-hmm. When I give you a list, I would give you the account number of the school, the contact number of the person that you can communicate with.
Sorry, Brigitte, yes. Mm-hmm. Was that when the businessman will come back to you and say, listen, I will assist?
Via the email, yes. I would request with the list, or these are the students that we have that request help from Central University of Technology. Will you be able to assist us with this? Then they will reply, yes, we'll be able to assist, or no, unfortunately, I won't be able to assist. If you say, yes, I'll be able to assist, I will say, here's the list, all their student number, there, the contact person at the CUT,
so. And they will pay
with
the money
detail,
directly to you.
They will pay the money direct to the university. They will even send me a proof of payment. All the emails that they had, they will have my request. They will have their reply. They will also have the proof of payment. Most of them would like to double-check with the university. Mm. I would give them the contact person or just the office to say, this is the office I spoke to, because also from our office we would verify that those people are students before we make a payment. If you have the students, what are their student number and what are they studying? So all the payments and all the requests that I did, the payments was done directly to the university.
Okay. No. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I then provide details of the students.
Please, we'll have to wrap up on time if possible, please.
Sorry?
I say we'll have to wrap up on time.
This is my last one that I'm going to.
5 minutes.
No problem.
And then provide the details of students as well as the institutions. There we go, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Save on it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
There will be a few more, but for now.
Can we just then come to an agreement of how we are going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Will you give us a call? to, or can we give you a call to establish later this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
whether it will be convenient for you to come to Washington earlier tomorrow than you normally do, and then it's...
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not sure if we should also meet here again until the same time, because I would have to wake up and take an early train, like what time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, what time are we going to meet that time?
If you get there earlier, then it's basically exactly the same. It just saves us from driving in and out, because we have to drive, you know,
so we have to hire vehicles there.
And things. So.
And there we can give you coffee and everything.
Is that all you can offer?
Yeah.
Food as well if you want to.
The room might be a little warmer.
Okay, no problem. It's a request.
It's okay.
It's just going to be, say, for 2 days. We're going to inconvenience you tomorrow, maybe on Thursday. If we can finish it, I don't think if you've got school tomorrow, it's not going to be possible. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, if we need to finalize, we can come out to you again, you see.
It's okay.
But we have to be Friday.
Yeah, but Friday we'll... But then she can drive with us back to Washington and we can...
Bring her back.
And bring her back then.
For the signing.
Because remember, the signing of the statement has to be at the embassy.
It's okay. So tomorrow, what time?
You tell us.
You say your class starts at
1 p.m.
1 o'clock. So it gives us a little bit more time if you're already in Washington. So if you come through, say you get on the 8 o'clock.
I'm gonna have to take a train 6
on.
Something to get there. 7.
No, you also
eight,
want
nine.
To get rid of us. So.
So
okay, let's make
o'clock.
It 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Can we make it 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
Denise?
Yes, of course.
So then you give us a shout if you're at the Metro Rail. We'll pick you up there, Denise. Will that work for you? If we can pick up?
Yeah, whatever you need. What's your phone number?
443-360-7414.
Okay. I'll give you mine.
Can I also have yours?
Yeah.
Then we'll meet you at the... What do you call
it's
it?
It's the Amtrak. Marriott. What? Yeah, Marriott Inn Hotel we will be. And then Residence Inn. And we'll pick you up at the station.
Yeah, we're close to your cottage.
Yeah, and then from there, if you don't want to walk, we'll even drop you off at the college. It's
okay.
Not a problem.
Okay.
So we've got your commitment then for tomorrow.
We're not asking strange questions.
No, I understand. It's a procedure.
So are you fine with that? So we'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. But I can also ask, before this interview happened, was I not supposed to get any letter informing me
about
this? No, not your arrival, just the interview between me and you. The last time the other gentleman came to the Free State Government, they gave me a letter that introduced their names and where they are from and what is the interview all about.
Who is that?
Who do I remember? It was also Mr. They are from your office, I think, also. The one. Oh, no, they are from the Zondo Commission.
Yeah,
sorry, they were from the Zondo Commission. But also, am I not supposed to get something before the interview that would like to interview those regarding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
That's why we came and we approached you. Captain showed his ID,
what is our designation
and things. So.
I'm just asking.
We just saying.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
I'll see you tomorrow.
What time station?